This video is on topic one for module three in shared wisdom, and it's all about setting healthy energetic boundaries. Since the PDF is a little dense, what I decided to do is I'm going to read section by section, go over it with you so you get a real understanding from me, because the 90-minute call with me and Doug is going to focus on only one of these topics because it's a big one. All right, so let's talk about this. In any of your interactions with others, you will notice that you feel natural with some people. You've felt that, right? Not having a specific experience you take note of. And with others, you feel more of a pull, but you still feel pretty detached. You're like, oh, they're interesting and no big deal. You walk away, you don't remember them. Ha ha ha. Then with others, you feel so connected. You're so in alignment. They're your best friend immediately. You've had that too, right? Where you just feel in sync with somebody. Ha 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 ha. And then lastly, with others, you can feel overloaded and invaded. As if they, when they show up, they have sucked up all the air in the room. You might even see that in some of your rooms, that there's a particular person there that just bugs you. That's actually good. You're not meant to tell them that they bug you. You're meant to actually figure that out yourself. But it feels sometimes that people are way outside your invisible line. People are closer to it. People are right in it and it feels really good. And then there's people that step inside it and you want to get rid of them. This is really important for you to know. If you are going to be out in the world and being in the observer position, you need to know these lines for yourself so that you can head it off at the pass or deal with it in the immediacy of when it comes up for you so that you don't get sucked into a story. Very, very important. It's a much overlooked a subject for a lot of people, and that's why I really wanna hammer it home for this class. This is before you work with anybody else. I need you to really see this, okay? So from no energetic charge, let's imagine that there's nothing. Those people are so easy to be around. No problem. Oh, that's interesting, yada, yada, yada. To too much, it's our job to manage the energy. And we want to keep as even keel as possible while being exposed to the chaotic pulse of the external world. We don't want the world of conditions to dictate how we are going to feel. Now, no one is going to do this perfectly. We just at least need to know what's going on so that we can step out of it, get on our hovercraft, get on our bird, whatever the tool is that we choose to use to disengage with whatever energy is overloading us. We don't care about the energy that doesn't do anything to us. We want to make sure that we're not engaging energetically when we don't need to. It's like schmutzig energy. You kind of like jump into it and going like, ew. And instead of getting stuck trying to figure it all out, which is what we don't want to do either, we want to know how do we just move out of it as quickly as possible. So this is a really key piece before you start pairing up with other people. So I'm going to give you an exercise. I'm going to show you on a piece of paper. I'm going to draw it for you. So from no energy charge to feeling invaded or overwhelmed, it's not the external world's job to manage us. It's our job to manage our internal experience so that we can stay as even keeled as possible and not fall into the kind of mess while we're exposed to the extremes of the outer world, of which we really never have any control at all anyway. So it's our job to sort of manage that neutrality that we need. It doesn't mean to be dissociated. It means to just be impersonal, if you will, a little bit more impersonal about the world. Okay, so let's look at something we call a sensitivity spectrum. Now, on the bottom, we're gonna do like a little exercise. So turn your journals to the side. And on the lower left-hand corner, you're going to put a star, and that's no charge. So that's no energy charge at all. So remember, energy is electricity. When you're around people you have no charge with at all, those are people you probably don't pay attention to. They don't really care about them, but they just feel very, very neutral. Then you're going to go like this, okay? So the next group of people are going to be people that you have a little bit of charge. They're interesting. So I would say that these are actually the most fun people because you're detached enough from them that they don't really trigger you, but you can be curious enough about getting to know them. Now, these are people with a teeny charge, teeny electricity, like a little firefly. Ooh, that's interesting. And so we wanna See that. Then we have, we've got this big one here where people get into a little trouble with, which is the person that you run into that you just feel so in sync, so in line with, you're totally in love, they're your new best friend. And typically that person is going to bring you really positive experiences and can bring you some unresolved triggers, right? Now, they will be pretty benign because you'll already know what they are. You'll have what we call matching bags, right? So those are the perfect friends, perfect companions when you have enough of the positive on one side and enough of the negative charge on the other where you can actually learn something from that person. But you really do feel that you're aligned and in sync. Now, over here, then it gets a little bit busier. So we're going to see this person here is going to be, I'm uncomfortable, okay? Like uncomfortable, right? You don't really know how to put your finger on it. These are dangerous for everybody, right? This is like, because you can't really say too much. They haven't done anything to you, but you just don't trust them, okay? So that typically means that they are showing you something that your intuition is trying to tell you, that you're reading between the lines, you recognize this person is just not in your frequency. Doesn't mean they're bad or wrong or bad or good, doesn't matter. It just means that for you, they are not a good fit. Now, typically this kind of personality, when you run into them, if they haven't actually done anything like really transgress your boundaries or really make you feel overwhelmed, you feel a low grade anxiety around that kind of person, just pay attention to that. And you'll realize that they will show you a part of you, a pattern that is hidden from you. Okay. So these are also important people, although they're dangerous. Last, but most definitely not least, invading people, overwhelm, people who don't respect your boundaries, people you feel completely unsafe with. And we have plenty of everybody, by the way, to go around, right? So when you are around a person like this, it means that's the kind of personality that needs a lot of attention from you. They might call you up, want to tell you all their problems, and they walk away feeling great. You feel so gross, you have to lie down. Or anxiety, you take on their stuff and they will trigger you into a big codependent mess, right? So what we want to do is recognize that these people exist in the world external to us all the time. What we want to do is track ourselves. What kind of person does nothing? What kind of person, you know, does a little teeny thing? What kind of person do we feel so great with? You know, like the soulmate. I call this the soulmate part of the sensitivity spectrum. It's not over here, it's not over there, it's right in the middle, right? So there's two on this side, two on that side. Then you go from there to like, I just don't feel right. I don't know why, whatever. Again, there's a nice story under that to uncover when you are doing that. And then over here, it's like, I need to avoid this person. This is a signal for not my circus, not my circus, okay? I didn't cause it, I can't control it, I can't cure it. This one over here, for our purposes, we just want to avoid it. We don't care why it's there. We're not interested in the story. We need to track that and we know, oh, that's what's happening to me. I need to move. So this is really for the rest of the entire course. Remember, we're only delivering these components to you over the six modules, but then we get into all kinds of different deeper exercises over the next few months. So this component right here, you're gonna do the entire time. You're gonna track yourself. And the other thing is too, you're always gonna track it via, that's interesting. We're not judging when it happens over there. Certainly we wouldn't judge when there's no energy at all because it wouldn't trigger us. But when we get over that hump and we get into that, oh my gosh, there's energy in here. Do I dial it down? Do I move myself away? We really want to learn how to move. That's all we want to do is learn how do we move without judging the other person as wrong, bad, or having done anything to us. We are having a reaction or in relationship to the energy or the frequency that person is putting out to us at any given day, as well as we have to track our own energy. Which part are we entering into any kind of dynamic on the sensitivity spectrum ourselves? When we walk out the door, are we totally neutral? Are we teeny charged? Are we like going, yay, I love the world. The world is in alignment with me. Or are we like uncomfortable? Are we like at road rage? And over here is like, we're not listening. We're calling up our friend and we're dumping all over them. And we're not recognizing that we have to contain our energy. So this is a way for us to really track how to contain our energy. And it's a spectrum that you guys should have forever. And for those of you who are artistic, be fun to see you draw this. Now, the next part of the exercise is in every one of these, Who has no charge that you know in your life? Like even you can look on the pages in the school. Don't show this to your other students, because it's not important. It's absolutely, definitely you don't want to show it to them, but you want to see for yourself, like why does this person have no charge at all when I read their posts? And then here's one, oh, why that person interests me. You know, it interests me. And then here's like, oh, I like that person. I really like that person. I want to make friends with them. And then like, I don't know why I don't feel comfortable around that person. So this is the one you're going to pay attention to on your journal only, right? You just want to go like, that's interesting. What can I learn from here? What can I learn? What in me comes up for me? What in me arises when I connect to that person? And here is who do I need to avoid right here? Because you can't control it. You can't cure it. You didn't cause it. So stay away. Okay, so you have all of this, and as I said, you'll get a chance to look back over your journal entries at the end of the course, and you're going to start seeing like, wow, that some of the people will switch roles. But we're only doing this to teach ourselves about energy. This has nothing to do with people's personalities at all, whether you actually like them, whether you don't, whether you even know their last name. It's about energy and how you feel when you engage with the outer world. So we're all in this together. Alrighty, I'll see you in a second. So now let's talk about two humongously important components of this entire course. The observer self versus the identifier self. Because what we want to do in this module, before we partner with people, is to identify our own energy, how we engage with the energy of the outer world, what happens to us with people. It's all about people now. We're bringing the rest of the world. People, houses, how do you feel in an energy that you walk into, a restaurant, anywhere, any person, anything, how do you engage the external conditions and what does it reflect to you? So you're really kind of tracking that. It's a fluid experience. You're going to be doing it all year. And it's going to be fun. Okay. So when we're in the observer self, we are completely non-judgmental. We are literally in the that's interesting chair. We can observe without taking it personally, right? That is the point of the observer. And when you want to work with other people, and when I say work with other people, for those of you who are not interested in the slightest for becoming, an intuitive or anything like that, I'm not talking about work meaning professional. I'm talking about using the cards, witnessing another person. That's actually the work I'm talking about, the work of modeling your unique, inspired, authentic life and helping others do the same by your example. And we do this by sharing where we've been, where we are now, where we're going, like our experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, engaging people in conversations around oracle cards. That's what you're going to want to do. A lot of people will be so turned on by the fact that you know this stuff. And you'll never have a boring conversation with anybody again when you can just whip out your cards out of your purse or your briefcase or your app on your phone, which is what I always do. I just like want to pull a card and then we talk, right? We really talk about meaningful things. So when you are engaged with other people, whether you have cards or not, you need to know where you end and other people begin. So if you're in the observer, you're always hovering. You're always just above everybody. Like I talked about the hovercraft in one of the videos I did with Doug Upchurch. So we're in that space. We're not that hugely high above. It's not like we're in the bird 10,000 feet in the air. We don't need to be. We just need to be above the personal self. That's what transpersonal is, right? We are above the personal. So we don't take things personally. It's not really about us. We're kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Even if we see our story engage somebody else's, we're actually looking at a story as opposed to being inside the story. Now, when we bump into the extremes of the outer world and we're not centered and grounded, we can be reactive. Now, I expect we're all going to be reactive for a minute, but some people stay reactive the entire day once they've hit that kind of mushy, nasty energy out there. It's really hard to come back from that if you don't know what to do. So because we want to stay in the observer more often than we want to stay in the identifier, then we need tools to get there. But what the heck is an identifier self? Well, it's happening to me. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Where we feel very personal about what's going on and we take it personally. It's like when somebody cuts you off on the highway and you get into road rage, as opposed to the observer self will go, that's interesting. That guy was going too fast. I wonder why. As opposed to they're like, you idiot. Like, which Oh, I've never had that happen. But you know what I'm saying. That's as simple as that. How do we engage the normal, boring life that we live outside of Oracle School? Because this is really where we're going to apply this stuff, right? How do we not get triggered by triggering people? You know, how do we recognize when there's an energy vampire standing beside us, or even the people that we've associated with? Have we accumulated a bunch of people in our circle that we shouldn't be there? So recognizing this and eventually not feeling that it's a personal choice when we step back. Now, we're new at this, so we don't expect you to know this overnight. But this is also the piece that we have to take into consideration when we set energetic boundaries. Now, so when you start to sense things as personal, then you're experiencing a situation and you're identifying with the situation itself and the feeling, as opposed to like when you hear somebody else's story, you identify with that story, meaning like, oh, I've been there too. That's interesting. As opposed to like, it's my story, right? You know, like I feel that, which is a lot of what empathy overload feels like, is when you're literally unable to detach yourself from that sea of overwhelming information that comes at us many times. And we live at such a quick velocity. It's very, very difficult to, if we're focused on the future or goal setting or always going towards something, then when we've set an intention, let it go to spirit, very different. Like you take it, spirit. I'm going to stay in the 24 hours. The 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. Anything can happen in 24 hours. You can handle anything in 24 hours. Again, when you stretch yourself beyond the boundaries of time, that's when you really can get into trouble. Okay. So whether you're tracking your energy or your story in motion or observing someone else's, it's the position you're experiencing that from that counts. So in other words, you want to be always in the observer when you're even looking at your cards, in the neutral place. Same thing when you work with somebody else, when you start to partner, you always want to start in the observer, because if you don't, it's all about you. You being right, you being good at it, you being, you know, useful, you being proud, you being show off, like, or like you being shitty at this, like all of these kind of adjectives that come about the ego. It comes to us in these little goblin-esque scenarios, either in one extreme of being really bad at something and really good at something, the other extreme, the hubris, none of which is important. What's important is to show yourself that you can be completely neutral while observing the world around you, because that's the powerful position of co-creation. That's what we're teaching you. I can co-create my reality in the best way possible if I am not emotionally getting myself all in a knot and a trigger because of an old story that I may have, or in fact that I am continuously rehashing something over and over again, or afraid of someone else, or wanting to retaliate against somebody else, or having resentments and all that stuff. So we really want to not care about that stuff. We don't need to know the details. We want to detach, okay? So when we do readings, for example, for ourselves, it's easy because it's us, right? It's only you and the cards and your mood at the time. Am I in the observer or am I allowing myself to be triggered by the cards? I have created this course. I have created these cards. There are days when I forget to get into neutral and I get triggered by my own cards. So it's gonna happen. Then you start again. You go, ooh, I didn't start right. It's like getting into neutral. You just got to keep reminding yourself it's a day at a time thing. You can't just do it and think you know it off by heart and think it's just going to happen. You have to decide every single day. You make a new commitment to yourself. Your journey is sacred. Remember this. You make a commitment to your sacred journey. You make a commitment to the conscious universe. You make a commitment to your partnership with spirit. And some days you're not going to want to. And those are the days you're going to get into trouble. So doesn't mean that you should blame yourself or bad, bad you. It just goes, that's interesting. It's like, oh, I did not set myself up clearly. And then when you go off and it, you know, in an area that you need to fix or course correct or whatever, then you just make amends, you clean it up, and you come back. And you come back at a new level of understanding and awareness with some more humility, because this is about being selfless. And we start to lose our tight hold on our personalities and ourselves in order for us to get more into the neutral soul voice, if you will, because that's where it integrates small self and soul, is in that position of observer. So I'm just going to check my notes again because I have a lot to say. Let's talk about when you could be in a state where you're most easily thrown off, okay? So it's called halt. You must halt. What does it mean? Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. These are the four, I would say the four apocalyptic horsemen that are going to throw you off if you have not eaten properly, if you're pissed off and you haven't actually managed the energy of something that's happened, especially around resentments. Ooh, that's like the biggest one because you're projecting and you're like, you're not even hearing anything correctly because you're always in the mix. That's a good one. Lonely, have you been overworking? Have you been just doing for others? Maybe your family's taken up all your time. Maybe, you know, you just haven't really contacted anybody for a real conversation. It's not the good, amazing conversations. Yes, they happen in our classrooms, but they happen over the phone and over a cup of coffee. So the lonely piece is, have I been isolating myself? This is a question to ask yourself. You can hide on Facebook. You can hide in classrooms. You kind of can. Even if you're posting, you're still hiding. You're not really you. Pick up the phone, have a cup of coffee, get on Skype, do something that is really intensely personal where you feel that part of you is satisfied. So let's talk about the tired piece. So sometimes tired means that you haven't had enough sleep. Sometimes tired means that you've been staring at your computer too long. Sometimes tired means you need to get out for a brisk walk. You have to determine what you need to do when you feel tired. But when you are overtired, you are most likely to be invaded by somebody else's energy, because when you're tired, you don't have the same sense of your energetic boundaries. It's just a fact. So get off your computer would be a good one. Napping would be great. You can listen to any one of my 10-minute meditations. The sound of the sun is a great one to kind of relax into. Actually, every single one of them are great if you want to just relax and not bother about, I am meditating. Just say, I'm going to take a nap and listen to Colette. And you'll really, once you make that commitment, it's a short meditation. You can just get in and out and you'll feel refreshed. Well, maybe refreshed too, but refreshed afterwards. And then you'll be able to get back on track again. So remember, tired can mean not enough sleep. It could also mean that you've stayed too long in front of your computer screen and you need to get up and walk away. The other thing is too, when you're tired of your halt, when you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, don't engage. That's the other one. This would be an inappropriate time for you to exchange readings. It would be an inappropriate time for you to be doing anything other than self-care. That's all you should be doing when you're having those four symptoms, right? It may not happen at all during this course. You might be perfect at this, but I guarantee you, if any one of those four is coming up for you, you need to do something about it before you engage consciously and deliberately, because you will you'll feel like you're failing somehow, because that's the normal thing that we all feel. And unfortunately, you forget not to judge yourself too. So these are all kind of like a hairball of stuff that could come up. Sometimes in the course, you will notice that I'm going to invite you into a deep dive. I'm going to say to you, you know, what comes up for you when you feel this, when you run across this or that or that. And I'm going to ask you to journal about that. But what I'm showing you in this module is how to just stay out of the story altogether. Stay in the transpersonal. It doesn't matter what got triggered. It doesn't matter that so-and-so reminded you of your dad. It doesn't matter if you're reminded of something that your ex did to you, and then all of a sudden you had the cascade of emotions that came back, and then you found yourself in the same place, blah, 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 blah. Right? You guys know this story. You know what's more important than any of that? Stepping out of it. Just step out of it. Dust yourself off, start again. It's getting out of it altogether. There are appropriate times for you when you're going to want to write in your journal about your triggers and about your patterns, etc. But in this module, I'm teaching you how to just ignore it. Not to dissociate from it and say it doesn't exist. This isn't denying it and it's not resisting it. It's moving above it. We can always go back later and look at it. It's just like, how do I get above this? And how quickly can I do it? And that's what you're going to be tracking. How fast can I get out of this? How quickly can I go from I'm in this to, oh, that's interesting, from the identifier of the situation, stuck in the story, to being above it, just being above it. So the next topic that we're going to be talking about is dealing with resistance and anxiety. And that's what the next video is all about. And I'll see you there.